I hear the train a-comin'. And now let's go inside the head of PK Subban during tonight's pregame skate at the ACC.
I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Does Shea Weber really have 7 goals this year? I scored 6 all of last year. Fuck me.
But that train keeps rolling.
Hey, look who's behind the Toronto bench. Hey, Mike. It's me, PK. How are you? Why is he ignoring me?
My mama told me, son.
Is Montreal off to their best start in franchise history as well? Without me?
Fuck
me again.
Just to watch him.
Only 6
die.
More years of pretending to like Johnny Cash.
When I hear that,
why isn't Max Pacioretty responding to my texts?
I hang my head and cry.
It is Tuesday, November 15th, and you're listening to Habs Fan vs. Leafs Fan. I am Kamal Rahman, Habs Fan, and joining me is my co-host, Ari Shapiro, Leafs Fan.
It's a pleasure to hear from you, Mr. Habs Fan.
Thank you, Mr. Leafs Fan.
I prefer Mr. Radio now that I've been on professional radio.
Yes, I heard that. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
It was well deserved. A lot of hard work on your part, and Roger Lajoie was is really cool to be on the air with, for sure.
Definitely a cool guy, and nothing quite like knowing that you're being scrutinized by tens of thousands of people all at once.
Yeah, and now Roger Lajoie knows firsthand how you don't listen and answer the question. But moving on, it is.
Wait, what did you say again? I didn't get that last part.
as
you were.
Yes, as I were. Qualifying offers came and went, Pally.
Unbelievable,
and a couple
huh?
of your favorites, Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion, rejected the qualifying offers from the Toronto Blue Jays and essentially made their intentions known that they're not going to be Blue Jays anymore. Is that fair to say?
I think if you were to just look at Twitter alone, you could say that. I've never seen so much anger and bitterness and resentment from people, and that's just about, you know, one of the players. Now you put it all together and it's kind of sad, really.
But is the door not open a smidgen for any of them? Jose,
I'm gonna
now
waffle.
That they're saying Jose's, maybe it's open because of the Morales signing.
Well, that's what's known as creative baseball logic, because no matter how I put my mind to it, I can't come to a justifiable conclusion why they would bring back Jose Bautista.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to structure a contract, and at this point, I think that's like the farthest things from the minds of Shapiro and Atkins. I've been saying Shapiro and Atkins a lot the last few days.
So
I feel like somebody should be paying me.
Yeah. So although Morales has been essentially deemed as the full-time DH, he's going to be. He's kind of seems to be the replacement for Edwin.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you feel about that. I have this feeling in my gut that you're looking at that and thinking bargain hunting is fun. Because you said that last year with Hap and Estrada.
And the good thing is that they get younger, right? I mean, Edwin's 33 going on 34 and
weasel.
And Morales is 33. So, you know, he is on the right side of 30. Oh, no,
man,
wait.
Oh, man.
No,
sarcasm
no,
befits
wait,
you
yeah.
so perfectly in this medium.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
We should do another show just called Habs Fan Does Comedy and Makes Fun of Kendrys Morales, who is a fantastic value.
$11 million. Yeah. Oh,
$11 million.
You just called him a bargain basement player, and now you're calling him fantastic value.
He is.
Is that because he's wearing different blue and white? And he's now a Blue Jay where you cannot, you know, misspeak of any current Blue Jay? He's now one of your favorites?
I broke my rose-colored glasses after Colby Rasmus left town, so I can't comment anymore.
Uh-huh.
Because you have about 15 players you can make fun of me in this regard, so I'm a sitting duck.
Yeah, I saw your Amazon account. I saw that you've ordered 5 Morales posters for above your bed.
Are you kidding? On the ceiling as well. Don't ask why. Most people would say that's really weird, but to me, if you're a Blue Jays fan, I think you're going to be happy with this guy. He's got great energy, great swagger. He knows how to win. Mm-hmm. He's got a world championship ring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You value that. You always talk about the fact that winning is contagious.
Well, maybe the Blue Jays are doing what they did in 92 and 90. Well, actually, they actually started a little bit earlier, is when if you can't beat them, get them on your team. And they did that a lot.
Are you calling this mercenaries? Are these Ronin?
Not mercenaries, but in the early 90s, they couldn't beat guys like Dave Stewart and Jack Morris and Ricky Henderson, David Cohn, and they subsequently became Blue Jays and helped them win a couple of World Series. They couldn't beat Morales' Royals last year, and now, lo and behold, he's a Blue Jay. I'm wondering if there's any parallels to that.
Interestingly enough, once they're done, over the next few days or whatever weeks, whatever amount of time during this free agency period, it might be very reminiscent that it's fitting that you brought that up, because it's like you want to take away from the pleasure of winning those World Series championships just because they went out and got all the players they couldn't beat. Does that take away from the glory of their victory?
No. I mean, I didn't mean to open that can of worms, but I would have to say, I think even you would have to say it's more enjoyable when you see homegrown talent grow up and learn to win with each other than going out and getting a bunch of mercenaries to win. I mean, you were critical of the Yankees going out and getting all these expensive free agents, and not sure why you can't be critical of the Blue Jays of the early 90s, as they essentially did the same thing. They were the highest paid team in 1993.
They were.
So they were the 93 version of the Yankees, I guess you could say.
That's a fair comment, considering the fact that it was a comparative budget relative to what they were paying. They doled out some big contracts. Jack Morris's contract, I remember, was significant, top five in MLB. Dave Stewart's was another one when they signed him.
Let's not go talking about the history of the opening of the Sky Dome here. Let's talk about, because it is November 15th, we're well into the hockey season. The Leafs are playing tonight, Predators. Habs are playing tonight. The Florida Panthers. So we've got top three coming up, reasons for why the Habs will win or lose, and also top three reasons why the Leafs will win or lose. But before that, did you see what just came across Twitter?
I'm still getting over your lack of enthusiasm in describing Florida and Nashville hockey. That's a pretty sad state of affairs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Well, should we go to the tape then?
I think so. I'm actually excited.
All right, let's do that.
HVL, in association with TMZ, is reporting this breaking news story. Reports are pouring in that Stefan Robida, formerly of the Maple Leafs and Dallas Stars, was recently seen entering a pawn shop somewhere in downtown Toronto. We are now picking up a live audio GPS feed from his exact location, exclusively available to you, the listener.
Oh, that looks painful. Ugh. Oh, God, I wonder what's going to hurt more, this or breaking my legs. Hey, that's the guy from Die Hard. Hey, he looks pretty good for his age. Oh, hey, Joffrey. Yeah, thanks for grabbing us those coffees. Waiting sucks, man. Hey, are you next or am I? All right, we are back, and it is that time of day. It is game day, so it's time for Mr. Shapiro and myself to go over our top three. Top three being the top three reasons why each of us think our respective teams will win, and why we think the other guys are going to lose. So let's start off today with the Leafs. Ari, do you want to start off with the Leafs' reasons for winning? Or do you want me to go with the Leafs?
I think it's a dream come true anytime I can talk about both the Florida Panthers and the Nashville Predators in the same podcast.
All right, this is awesome.
So thanks for that. I'm feeling energized. Let me go first.
Beautiful.
Because I think tonight is a real opportunity for the Maple Leafs to win. I'm looking at this, first of all, through the perspective of where the Predators are at so far in November, which is pretty damn good. 4-0-2. They're scoring in droves now. Last six games, they've scored 20 goals. And that's my number one reason the Leafs will win, is because it's unrealistic to think that they're going to keep this current pace, this torrid pace for them of goal scoring. They've just got too many injuries, and I don't see them scoring the kind of, offensive output that they need to beat the Maple Leafs. And this is with Freddie Anderson struggling. So that's my first reason why I think the Leafs will win. I think they're going to come down to earth. My second reason why the Maple Leafs will win is based in the fact that they are an attack type team this year. Second in the league in shots on goal, eighth in goals overall, and the power play is clicking. They've got an almost 24% power play. So every time the team has an odd man opportunity, I think everyone stops for a second in Maple Leaf land and kind of looks at the TV and realizes, hey, these guys are actually organized and they look like they can play some really effective special teams. That's my second reason. And my third reason is that I think something happened during the Philadelphia victory. With Pittsburgh, I'm going to give a bit of a mulligan because of the fact that you're not going to win a back-to-back scenario anyways on the back half of the consecutive games. But the Philadelphia win involved scoring four unanswered goals to come back and win, and I think that Babcock is starting to give certain leaders on this team, like Marner, and who's become a leader, and Kadri, some real flexibility to skate around the opposition. So I think that it's going to be a team that's serious about playing at home and developing a really strong home record in front of their fans. So I'm going to pick them to win.
Interesting. Very good. All right, now my top three reasons why I think the Toronto Maple Leafs will lose tonight against the Nashville Predators. My number one reason is the Ontario boys effect, mainly James Neal and PK Subban. James Neal has been hot lately. He, in his last nine games played, he's got 6 goals and 3 assists, coming off a 2-goal performance over the weekend and a 5-0 shutout of, I think it was San Jose.
Yeah.
And, so I think he, being a Whitby boy, again, wants to impress his hometown family and audience. I think he'll be a factor tonight. And, of course, PK Subban, probably one of the bigger spotlights that he'll be under so far in this young season as the Toronto media is in full effect. And PK is always one to rise to the occasion. And I think he's out to prove that, hey, look at me, I'm still here. I'm in the spotlight for the first time in a while, I guess you could say. And I think he also will be a big factor tonight. He's only got 8 points on the season. I'm predicting 2 from PK, 1-1. And maybe even Mike Fisher. He's not really a GTA boy. He's from Peterborough area. Maybe he'll have more of an Ontario effect as well. My second reason is based on historical fact. Nashville's 3-0 in the last couple of years in Toronto, and I think that will continue. They've had success here, and I think that will continue. I know that the Leafs are lucky in that they're not going to be facing Pekka Rinne, but this young kid, Mranek or Mazanek, I think he'll show up and lead the Predators to victory, just because I still think, even though he's like got one game under his belt this season, I still think he's better than Freddie Anderson. Another prediction, 2 goals over Freddie Anderson's glove hand. And number three, Nashville is hot, just like you referenced, Ari. I think it's going to continue. Their 4-0-2 stretch in November, I think it will continue, 20 goals in 6 games. I don't see that stopping tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Bold.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope I continue my streak of one correct, because I got
you've been pretty accurate. A lot of people on Twitter are impressed. Yeah. You're becoming a bit of an overseer prophet.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the Montreal Canadiens. Do you want to lead off again?
I will. I'm feeling the energy of what will be an eventual loss for the Montreal Canadiens tonight. And the reason I say that is, first and foremost, this Florida team, you know, they've got pride. They're defending Atlantic Division Championship. And if an Atlantic Division Championship
Florida
team,
pride. What a great history they have.
That Florida pride. Exactly. You know, they've suffered huge injuries to their roster, and they're still contending. They're like 5 points out of second place in their division, and you would think it was a sinking ship, but they've got enough veteran leadership on that team that I think they'll find a way to beat the Habs in a hostile environment. The second reason I think they're going to win is because Aaron Ekblad is due to break out. I mean, he's only got a goal and assist this year, which is making a lot of fantasy players' hearts break collectively across North America. Jussi Jokinen is back from injury, and Jonathan Marchessault is going to show all the French Canadians in La Belle Provence what it means to be one of the hottest players right now in the NHL with 8 goals. I expect that collection of players will show up because they've got something to prove in front of such a highly scrutinized market. And finally, the home record and Carey Price's record. It offends me a little bit. It's 10-0-0, which is so lovely and pure and wonderful. But I'm sorry, Mr. Habs fan. The world does not work that way. You're due for a letdown. And I think tonight's the night that your team finally tarnishes their beautifully pristine record.
Wow. Well, I hope you're wrong. And, usually you are. So let's move on to my reasons for Montreal winning tonight.
I was going to say hope, like related to Shawshank Redemption, but I figure it's probably not the right time to quote it. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. Number one, I think why the Habs will win tonight is the reverse local Quebecois effect, is that Jonathan Huberdeau's out. He's injured, and with that has kind of caused a domino effect with how Jágr has been playing. He's usually a big Habs killer, and he's kind of been having a down season, and that's due to the fact that Huberdeau's out, and we know how the French kids like to do in Montreal, so that's going to work in Montreal's favor. Number two, last year Montreal, in addition to their terrible season, they lost all four games against the Florida Panthers. And I do not see that happening this year. I think Montreal, although Florida is a very prideful organization, Montreal's got some pride too, and I don't think they're going to let Florida beat them for a fifth straight time. And so that's why they will win. And number three, of course, also reflecting yours, Ari, is Carey Price. I think he will win his 11th in a row and set the franchise record, as he, I believe, has tied it. So I think Carey's on a mission. He wants to get into as many record books as possible for the Montreal Canadiens, set as many records for the Montreal Canadiens, and I think this one's on his list. He wants to tick this one off, so I think that's why the Habs will win. Yeah.
Well, we're a couple of minutes away from the start of the Toronto game. I'm going to predict tonight that the Maple Leafs defeat the Nashville Predators 2-1 with Austin Matthews getting the game winner. And I'm going to predict that the Montreal Canadiens lose 2-1 in a tightly fought, highly contested game with Jágr getting the game winner and Roberto Luongo getting an assist.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, you're even predicting game-winning
goals. I also played the
lottery goals,
earlier,
eh?
By the way, just so you know.
I am going to predict, I'm going to go 4-3, Nashville in overtime. James Neal snipes one over the glove hand. Surprise, surprise, of Freddie Anderson. And I'm going with a conservative Montreal 3-1 win. Empty net goal, Max Pacioretty. And that's it for tonight.
Should have expected that for sure.
That's it.
You're quite the sentimentalist.
Yeah, yeah. And that is it for tonight's episode of Habs Fan vs. Leafs Fan. Again, thanks very much for listening. And we'll see you next time.
Cheers.
Cheers.